O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O Jesus, you have set apart these 40 days for abstinence, and you decreed a Lenten fast to heal and save our mind and heart. Now come be present to your church, be near and aid our penitence, as we bow down before you, Lord, and beg you wash away our sins. Remit and pardon with your grace misdeeds from which we turn aside. From future perils keep us safe, by your most meek and gentle guard, that filled with sorrow for our sins, and cleansed by yearly penitence, we may press on to celebrate the Paschal feast with worthy praise. Let all your works adore you, Lord, O merciful and triune God. Renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen. God has crowned his Christ with victory. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God has crowned his Christ with victory. We celebrate your mighty works. with songs of praise, O God. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the King. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The King has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We celebrate your mighty work with songs of praise, O God. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. O Lord, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. My brothers, what good is it to profess faith without practicing it? Such a faith has no power to save one, has it? So it is with faith that does nothing in practice. It is thoroughly lifeless. Show me a faith without works, and I will show you the faith that underlies my work. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. When you wish to pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When you wish to pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret. Christ our Lord has warned us to watch and pray to avoid temptation. With our whole heart, let us pray to him.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
Jesus, our Christ, you promise to be with those who pray in your name. Help us always to pray with you to the Father in the Holy Spirit.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
Bridegroom of the church, cleanse her from every stain. Teach her to walk in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
Friend of the human race, teach us concern for our neighbor as you have commanded, that all may see you more clearly as the light of the world.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
King of peace, give your peace to the world, that your presence may reveal your saving power in every place. Open the door of eternal happiness to all the dead. Welcome them into the glory of unending life.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy. Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Look upon your family, Lord, that through the chastening effects of bodily discipline, our minds may be radiant in your presence with the strength of our yearning for you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.